their March 15th meeting, Pocahontas County Commissioner Jesse Gross-Close announced that the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, has approved Frontier Communications to be exclusively awarded the right to provide broadband services to the vast areas of the county which they had earlier bid on under the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, or RDOF. He explained that this is unfortunate because the Pocahontas County Broadband Council had just submitted its $10.8 million U.S. Department of Agriculture's Round 3 ReConnect Broadband Grant application, which would have fairly quickly provided fast broadband service by CityNet to vast areas of the county. The prospects of the ReConnect grant being approved look promising. However, since the FCC has now approved Frontier's bids under a different rural broadband program, RDOF, the county areas assigned to Frontier under RDOF will now become off-limits for the ReConnect grant to build broadband on. The concerns now are that Frontier may delay for years even beginning to construct broadband in their RDOF awarded areas, and also Frontier's poor reputation for service. Gross-Close said the Broadband Council is still ascertaining whether Frontier received all or only part of the RDOF areas from the FCC before deciding whether to continue pursuing the ReConnect application or not. We will report on future updates about this. Also during this meeting, the commissioners approved engineering agreements for a utilities feasibility study for Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH. They also agreed to open a county checking account for the approved PMH HVAC and roof replacement project. Attorney Stephen Skinner provided updates regarding the opioid litigation. However, this update was given in closed executive session. They approved their 2022-2023 fiscal year Pocahontas County budget. The commissioners heard from Paul Hutchinson, a Beckley attorney representing Farm the Sun, LLC, and Donald McNeil, the county floodplain manager, to clear up whether or not the field at the county-owned East Fork Industrial Park in Frank, which they had offered to Hutchinson to be leased out as a solar farm, is in the floodplain or not. After some initial confusion about the exact location of this field, they concluded it is not in a designated floodplain. The commissioners also completed the second reading of the amended 911 mapping and addressing ordinance, then passed the amended ordinance. The amendments involved mostly naming and renaming privately owned roads. They granted access to part of their East Fork Industrial Park property to Bear Contracting LLC during construction of the Frank Bartow Sewer Project. They appointed Leisha Cassell as a Pocahontas County coroner. They approved for Securitech to do the annual inspection of the county fire alarm system. They approved the 911 center to accept a $300,000 grant for construction of the state interoperable radio network. They approved a list of election officials for the May 10th primary election and their rates of pay. They received an update on electrical usage at the ARC building. Mike O'Brien said the high monthly electric bills appear to be the result of an oversized electrical system designed for industrial use. During commission board updates, Walt Helmick said the hospital board feels things are operating smoothly now at PMH, since the vaccine mandate issue seems to be behind them. John Rubinsky said the EMS board is concerned with EMS coverage. He said they may need to pay EMS personnel to get the needed coverage. He also said the commission might have to revise the hotel-motel tax distributions in the future to pay for doing that. Additionally, Helmick said they will hold a special meeting soon about the satellite companies providing local TV channels to their county customers, who now only receive Virginia channels. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.